Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm here on Om Time Radio, and I was just looking the other day at the picture of the black hole. And it's interesting how everything looks like made out of a vibrational energy. And you look at those galaxy-like points of electrical thing. And I was mesmerized of the fact that we all are made in this infinite universe of a vibrational energy. We are electricity. And the way, you know, to define the different level of vibration, the different frequency that we're made of, is by ancient of the Kabbalah and then the Pythagorean concept and translated into the world we are living in, into our physical world. And I remember something that Galileo used to say, that mathematics is the alphabet with which God has written the universe. So in other words, those vibration energy, those electrical points relate somewhere. There's a connection between them and the perfection mathematical way the universe has been designed. I always believe, and I did this kind of show a number of times, that I believe that the divine power of the universe is translated in numbers which represent the language of the universe. And I think the way we did it thousands and thousands of years ago, 2,000, 3,000 actually years ago, we tried to kind of define our world, our galaxy. And we associated the stars, which are points of energy in the universe, we associated those with numbers. And this is the way the divine world communicates with us, because every number carries that potent energy, that vibrational energy. And every person is born under the influence of a certain number, which is a certain star. So much of your destiny was determined the very moment you choose to enter this world. So in other words, this birth day of yours foretells your entire fate and destiny. And we call it your life path number that can predict, predicts your predispositions, your health, your talents, your family connection, your pattern, your divorces, and so much more. It's absolutely incredible how you demystify the power of the divine codification within yourself that is interpreting the level of your vibration energy. You end up by knowing so many things about yourself or someone else that you're in contact with, or someone else who's your other half, or he's a family member. Now, I always said that we should consider, when we think of an individual, we should consider of two elements that the Greeks have been talking about, which is Chronos and Kairos. Chronology is the physical time, and Kairos is the vibrational energy. Now, sometimes Chronos and Kairos, they're in contradiction with each other. You see people that are like having a certain age. Chronologically, you're 60 years old. Chronologically, you're 80. But the vibration energy is way younger, or is like way more vibrant. You see people who are so vibrant in their 80s, and you see people who at their 40s, they completely losing their vitality. So those two elements played such a role in people's lives. All I want to know, to tell you that, so you have a divine codification, and then you have to navigate through the years. And numbers come from 1 to 9. Consequently, from 1 to 9, there's a life cycle. Then you end the life cycle, and you move into the next life cycle. So the ancient wisdom teaches us about this cycle. And that's one of the explanation that sometimes you look at the clock and you see numbers. And lately people say, oh, I've seen 11-11. Oh, I've seen 4-4. Or I've seen certain, you know, numbers that are like obsessively following me. That's what people are telling me all the time. So the question comes, why is that happening? Like, for instance, there's synchronicity in the universe when it comes to numbers. For instance, in my life, there's an interesting synchronicity I want to share with you. So two of my daughters are born November 8th. My husband and I got married on November 8th, though we went to marry on November 3rd, on November 5th, and either something was wrong, the court was closed, something happened. So we couldn't do it only on November 8th. We didn't even realize then. Later, we realized that there was a reason on that November 8th. Many years later, my mother passed away on November 8th. And when she died, I looked through her things and I found her marriage certificate. She dies November 8th when she was celebrated 50 years anniversary of marrying my father. So consequently, my father and my mother married also November 8th. I was so shocked of all of these events coinciding under the energy of November, which is 11 and 8, which is the planet of karma. So certain numbers sneak into our life constantly because there's something there. It's almost like those energies represented in numbers, they try to tell us something. It's almost like you have to pay attention to the sign. That's why I always said timing is everything and everything is in time as long you are in this physical world. And the more we understand time, the more we can use it to our advantage and work with time instead of fighting against time, because we want everything to happen yesterday. And you want things to happen where we want them to happen, but consequently they happen when the time is right. But what's more interesting is that numerology doesn't only tell you when, it also explains you how. So for instance, your unique code doesn't just offer you the sum of who you are. It gives you an explanation of every aspect of your life. So if you have trouble, for instance, making money or keeping money, it's because of that in your code, the number of money, which is your life path 4, is actually missing. Or if you have trouble with your heart, is because there is a clear indication of the number 5, which represents your heart. So every number represents a certain vibration, is associated with a part of your body, is associated with certain experiences, like number 5 is associated with divorce, 5 is the house of transit of dying. Jesus died when? The 5th day of the week, under the element of 5. I'm just explaining you how fascinating it is to understand the power of the numbers behind everything. So if your heart is suffering, as I said, it's because maybe you might go through the personal year 5. I lost all the people in my life under the year 5. Not that it is a troublesome year, but it's the year 5. And what 5 does? It symbolize the 5th dimension. When you go to heaven, you go from the 4th dimension of creation, earth, water, fire, air, the 4 elements. The house has 4 corners, is the physical world. That's why 4 is associated with money and the power in the physical world. Donald Trump is a number 4. All he knows is money. He doesn't know anything, this man. He knows trade and making the economy, everything that refers to money. The rest of the elements are not there in his codification. So But it's so powerful. So five is what? Going into the next dimension beyond the physical world. You transcend the physics and you go into the fifth dimension, which is the other realm. And indirectly is associated with dying. Number five is considered, going up there in the sky and meeting God or who you want to meet, you know. You can find out everything you need to know about your partner, for instance, if you know when your partner is born. You can calculate compatibility. It's fascinating, you know, to calculate compatibility between two people based on when they're born. And it can be done right away when if you try and do astrology, it takes a while. It gets complicated. But numbers are so simple. The simplicity and so powerful and so accurate and so revealing and so profound. So that's why I use this technique in helping people understand where are they in their life, what are their skills, you know, what do they need to do at a certain personal year. So I remember that 12 years ago I wrote a book, Decoding Your Destiny. It was a book on numerology. And I did nothing new about this book. Pythagoras was credited for the way he kind of established the concept of transmigration of the soul and the concept of the Pythagorean triangle. The philosophers of those times, they believed that the mathematical concept is very physical and had a lot to do with the world. And this is the way we establish mathematics through the Greeks. Interestingly enough, the Greeks are the first part of the world when the whole money system falls apart. What is numbers having to do with us? It all has to do with your bank account, with your money, and with the financial aspect of your life. But, you know, if you recognize the meaning of number, you actually know your strength and your weaknesses. You have free will in life, no question about it. And you can amend your contract with the universe, but only at a certain limit. Because a lot of things are so-called planned, are so-called written in your life. And it's up to you whether you find ways to manifest them. But it's something that your soul sign up. We always said we sign up a contract before coming here. And as I said, first you have a light path, which is a fixed number, which is considered your divine code. You have a personal year, which means you go through life in those cycles of 1 to 9. And I will tell you about those personal years because they're different. But I can go in great length, you know, and discuss everything. And I'm going to take your calls because I know how significant it is for you to talk to me. And this is a calling show. As you know very well, this is, you know what I mean, a show in which you are requested to call in. And I have Tatiana, I have Victor, I have Lani, I have Robin. I have all of you guys, you know what I mean? It just, how my producer says, it's a full house. All the lines are occupied. There's not even a line that is free because we all want to talk about it. But just to summarize, and then I'm going to take your calls. Just to summarize the fact that numbers need to be added to a single digit. So let's say you born March 25th, 1960. So March is 3 to 5. 25 doesn't exist. Everything is from 1 to 9. So 2 plus 5, it's a 7. So March is 3 plus 7. That 3 plus 7 equals a 10. 0 doesn't exist, so it's 1. If we add 2019, which 2 plus 1 plus 9 equals a 3, to the 1, so that person born March 25th goes to the personal year 4. And add 1960 is, again, adding the numbers together, it's a 7. So that the person I'm talking about has 2 times 7, which is the planet of metaphysics, and number 3, which is planet Mars and Jupiter. So somebody who's very creative and very intuitive. On the other hand, is somebody whose life path will be 8 if you add the 3 plus 7 plus 7. So that's a person who will do very well financially. Number 8 is also associated with longevity and financial success. So I'm going to go briefly to the numbers and then go take your call. So if you take all the numbers, reduce it to a single digit, and you come up with number one, I tell you, number one is a very powerful person. It's somebody, you know, who is energetic, somebody who probably may be a little bit aggressive, somebody who wants to see results, somebody who sometimes has a hard time to attach, but he's a strong reflection of somebody who's a leader, somebody who stands upright, somebody who is courageous, who's willing to do anything. But number ones are also very introverts. Sometimes they can be narcissistic, sometimes they're individualistic, and this leads to loneliness. I've seen a lot of number one who marry seven times, like I'm giving, if you remember Larry King and many of the people, celebrities that I met, they end up by not finding, running from our relationship and not finding peace in a relationship. You can be pragmatic if you're number one, but you very strong. You don't stand up for hypocrisy, and you have those natural talents. Number two, in being a leader. Number two is a feminine number, is somebody who's very gentle, very diplomatic. It's a natural born peacemaker. Number two are people who want to make the world a better place. They survivors of everything. They represent power and pride, incredibly devoted, and they expect the same devotion in return. Number three are born that are born creative. You know, those people who overflow with charisma. They the star of the party. They are great singers. They are great writers. Look at Jennifer Lopez. Look at, and I can give you an infinite list of actor and actresses that are number three. People who write very well, who express themselves on stage very well. There's a tremendous talent to people who are number three. But they succumb to difficulties, and sometimes, you know, they need to learn discipline and maintain deeper relationship. They sometimes have problem with keeping a relationship. Look at Jennifer, because I mentioned her marrying so many times. Number four, our president. Committed to discipline in a way, but all they have is money in their hands. There's some rigidity and stubbornness. And I'm going to go to a break, and then I'm going to take your calls. I'm sorry, but I just felt like compelled to explain you the list of numbers, understand the meaning behind it. I'll be back in a minute.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yes, so I was talking to you about the number four. People that are number four that are kind of They dislike change. They're very stubborn. They will always see the dollar sign. Not that there's something wrong about it, but there is some rigidity associated with people number four, and some of them can be narcissistic people just because they're too attached to the physical world, and there's no way they want to open to the spirit world and to everything that means forgiveness and giving, and because they want to hold on to the material world, to themselves. If they can profit, it's good. If they cannot profit, then it's a problem for the rest of us. But anyhow, number five, people that are always for a chain, number five are completely opposite to number four. They want freedom, 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 freedom. They're smart, they're progressive, they respect independence, and they have a tolerant nature. Five have sometimes a poor judge of character. Sometimes they're unstoppable, you know, sometimes they cannot settle down. Number six is motherhood. Number six is the fixer. Number six is the caring, the protective, you know, the people who are glued to communities, strong sense of moral justice, a strong sense of creating harmony. So six are always, you know, people who want to be careful who they choose in their life. They're not judgmental. They have feelings. They're very genuine. Number seven, curious. People who are curious, associated with planet Neptune and metaphysics, people who are very intuitive. Number seven are probably the most intuitive. Have the potential of a lot of growth. You know, they invest time and effort in deep relationship. They want to dig deeper. They want to find. They want to analyze. They are seekers. Number eight, as I said before, people who are great in business, in finance. They are spiritual, but in the same time, in a practical way, they bring realism to spirituality. They always want to find happiness in luxury and want to have a very comfortable life. And the number nine are by far the most interesting people because they are at the end of the spectrum, and they want to establish the connection of all mankind and have that global consciousness. They are so humanitarian. They would love to help the world. They sometimes have a difficult time understanding why other people don't want to share the same views. But number one is the symbolistic of sense of morality and a sense of strong urge to help and giving back to the world, to the community. They also have a dark side sometimes, you know, because they go too introvert. They have a hard time connecting and can be sometimes feeling no emotion. If they go too inward and they cannot connect, then they're having a problem. Number 11 and 22 are master numbers. 11 are people who are like Obama, number 11. Even Michelle is a number 11. President Clinton, Bill Clinton, a number 11. Prince Charles, a number 11. Buddha, a number 11. Jesus Christ, a number 11. So major leaders of the world are having this number because these are people who come here to lead the world. They are visionaries, you know, and they are extremely, extremely sensitive to everything. And they want to do good, no doubt about it. Number two, extremely successful and powerful people. If you're born on the day of a number two, then you're ambitious, that you will be disciplined, that you'll make a great success in your life. It also, people who are number two are capable to see the beauty in everything, and they connect the logistic with the reality. So they have an enormous ability to bring a dreamer into the pragmatic world. So, but I can go on and on and on and on and talk about numbers. And my goal today is just to introduce you a little bit to the idea and then go take your calls. And I have a huge list of people waiting, and I'm going to go to Victor from New York, because I don't know if I spoke, probably I spoke with him before, but sometimes I invite men into the conversation which is in this topic that is so fascinating. And hi, Victor. How are you, my dear?
Hi, dear Carmen. Thank you. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for giving
good.
Me the phone.
Absolutely. I am great. Life is attitude. You know, nothing can hurt you more than having the negative attitude in life. And no matter what you're going through, you have to continue to see the lighter, the brighter side of things. And we all have challenges. So I want to hear, what is your challenge for today? Or what are you confronted with? And if there's anything I can help you bring some light, if there's something
yes.
I can do, you know?
Absolutely agree with you, absolutely. And that's what's helped, you know, to help me these days in my life, because I have really kind of not easy period in my life within three last years. And I'm Gemini, actually, June 16, 59, and my number is 1. And I just calculated mm-hmm. before, and I read an app, agree with
you. So you've been in a good year by you entering the year of reflection, which is the year 7, and being in a number 1, you're a winner in so many ways, but you have to be careful with your private life. How are you going at that chapter in your life? Are you happy in your life?
Yeah, yes, in general, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the danger of number 1 is sometimes not to find the comfort inside the family and to feel you never find your soulmate. But some of them do, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's important. I remember my husband, God bless his soul, was a number 1. And when we met, we were like soulmates. So number 1 has a soulmate if he meets somebody who's a number 9, for instance. So I don't know the birthday of your wife or what's going on in your private life, but is there something specific, because you're entering the year 6, is there something specific you want to know?
About my job and if I'll move in the future, so because of so many
questions. Yeah, you do move. You live somewhere in Queens?
In Brooklyn, Brooklyn.
Or in Brooklyn, okay. There's a move from the area. Do you live in a house, Victor?
It's a building. It's a condo.
Or it's a building. Have you ever thought about living in a house?
I thought, but it's too much money for us, maybe.
Okay, all right.
We could sell this one, then maybe otherwise.
All I can say is that you will sell this one and you will move. I think the move is happening in the next 3 months to 11 months. Don't rush into it, but the move is happening. So plan it very well. The wisdom of where you are in your life right now is consider to adjust to the time that you are in. And being under the energy of the number 7 is probably not the ideal moment to make a move right away, but the move will follow as we step into next year. Do you want to move right away?
You know, we are just thinking, but, you know, we always kind of not risky, both me and my wife. So, and
right.
We are kind of really busy in the time. We were thinking because there is a problem with this apartment, and we didn't know what to do even, you know, in the situation kind of.
Well, I really think that selling this apartment is a good idea, but you have to plan very well how you're going to sell this apartment. Does it make sense?
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
So you have to think very well, how are we going to plan the selling of this apartment? How is this going to happen? How is this going to be? So I feel very strong, like you'll be able to plan it and you will be able to sell it and buy something else. There's a sign of it that says it's possible to get something that is either a penthouse or there's a backyard. I have a sense of a little bit of a backyard.
Wonderful. I love God.
I don't feel exactly the same life. I think a difference in the lifestyle in a better way. So your life will as terms of the living condition is going to get better.
And regarding the job, you cannot see.
I see a great job coming from you. And over there, I also want you to take a deep breath, you know, and see it, because there's a great job coming. A job you've never had is so positive and so good. It's one of the best chance of having a job ever, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I like. I really see you getting this opportunity with work in a big way, getting recognition for all your effort and being paid better than before. And this new job again might take 5 months, 6 months. It's not tomorrow, but it's happening. It's happening. You enter a time in your life in which you get recognition after many years of waiting, which is very positive. Right.
That's wonderful.
And there's somebody with an R name, Robert, somebody with an R, very beneficial, very helpful. I do think it's a new place to work. I do think you'll work with new people. I think you will be appreciated more and paid better than you've ever been. So that probably allows you to afford a better life, you know, to change your lifestyle as a consequence of being paid better and making more money.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
It really is.
I appreciate it a lot, my dear Carmen. It's so nice. I'm listening to your podcasts because I'm so busy
you do?
With the schedule. When I have a chance, I'm listening to all the shows, and I really...
Oh, I'm so grateful, Victor.
Thank you.
I am so
really,
grateful.
It's so much joy to listen to, and it's because you tune into my ideas and you know what, like, in my nature, and I
right.
So much in common, whatever you say, in the, all your topics. It's really
right.
Interesting to me because I also like the stuff a lot, and I'm so grateful. Thank you so very much.
Oh, I'm grateful to you, Victor, for calling me. And call anytime, my dear, and just let me know of the new job, and I love the new place. Just invite me to come and visit
absolutely.
You and your beautiful wife. I love
absolutely.
You guys.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, my dear. God bless you,
bye
too.
Bye.
I'm going to go to Tatiana from California. I don't know, Tatiana, you're the first time calling. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Dr. Hara. No, I've called before.
You
thank
called
you
before?
For...
Okay.
Yes. Thank
I love you,
for...
you, Tatiana. How are you, my
too,
sweetheart?
Dr. Hara. Thank you so much. Good. I love numerology, but I don't know much about it. So I really was interested about this topic. And I'm so happy that you have a book. I actually going to order it online because I really want to dig deeper into numerology.
Yeah, and my book is called Decoding Your Destiny. It's in the simplest way because numerology is actually very simple. But extremely powerful. The essence of it is the most powerful knowledge about yourself that anybody can give it to you in a way that you can understand it. So
yes.
I really want you to start learning the essence of it, the basic. It's like you learn an alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you learn the words that you need in a new language in order to be able to communicate. So if you learn this alphabet of the universe, it's going to be very instrumental in you knowing who comes into your life, when is the right time to make a change, when is the time to buy a house, when is the time to move. So you have to you interpret time and use time in your favor. And time doesn't go against you because it happens that you can make wrong decision in the wrong timing. So you evaluate time. And what's more important on earth than interpreting time? So, I think that...
Yeah.
So when are you born, Tatiana? When are you born?
Yes, I was born on September 3rd, 1975.
So 75. So you remember? So September 3rd. That is a 3 plus. You entering a very good year. You entered the year 6 in September. You're in the year 5 in which you have to close doors to some stuff in your life. I don't know if it feels this way. So it, there's a chapter in the book of your life coming to closure because you have a fabulous year of September this year to September of the next year, entering a year of stability, balance, being calm, being in control, being okay with the way things are. So that's a very good year for you. But you need to close door to some of the stuff around you. There's some things even involving family, people, decision that you didn't take. So closing door right now up to September will make sense. Look at everything that you need to get rid of, probably even decluttering your home. So get rid of the things that you don't need in order to step in that harmonious year ahead of you, which starts right around your birthday. And also your numerology is number 7. So you're very intuitive. So I'm not surprised that you're on a quest of finding much more, because you have this ability to see and use this knowledge to your benefit. So I do see you also traveling. I don't know if you plan to go somewhere. And there is a person with an S name that seems to play an influential role in your life. There's the possibility of a new home in your case, too. Do you plan that?
No, not really. I'm really happy on my home, but we're planning and buying a business building.
Mm-hmm.
So could that be?
That can be, yeah. Mm-hmm. So either way, whatever that involves, an investment, it's a good idea.
Okay.
And expanding work, expanding or working on your home or on decorating things or buying more beautiful things or paying attention to the details of things. But it's harmonious. It's a year in which the family comes first, in which decisions about the way you present yourself come first. So it's pretty fabulous year ahead of you.
Okay,
but you have to see who that person with that S name is, somebody with the name like Sarah, Steve, something like that. It can be work-related.
No.
So think about, you might not know, if you don't know who that is, that's perfectly fine. And an A name, like Ella, Ellen, Alexandra, an A initial. Anna, see who that might be.
Okay, so, how about in terms of finances, Dr. Hara?
Finance will get way better in the next 3-4 years. There's a steadily improve of income. Actually, you're going to feel money getting better as we're stepping into the fall. By the end of the year, right around December, beginning of the next year, January, you will be quite excited about the money, the making of the money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel like, wow, I've never done financially so well. I feel like I'm doing very well with my money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I want you to be aware of, and I want you to know, and I want you to celebrate, because the money is getting steadily better.
Mm-hmm.
As we step into the next 3-4 years, you're going to see a huge financial improvement. There's also money coming from an unexpected course, an unexpected source. That can be an inheritance, that can be an insurance, that can be an unexpected source, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you don't know what it is, that's fine. When the moment comes, you will know.
Yeah. And you're totally right. I'm closing a chapter in my work right now. So
yes,
that
needs to close. That chapter mm-hmm. needs to go, and you should be okay with that, because you close that chapter and you see a major turnaround of situation and events that will play into your favor in you being treated differently at work, you know, and being appreciated differently and succeeding. So that's going to be really, really powerful.
Definitely, Dr. Hara, everything is very assertive.
So learn a little bit of numerology and call me anytime back on the show and let me how it feels if you can apply this to your own self and to the people in your life and to learning the time when to do. I'm going to go to a break, so thank you so much,
you.
Tatiana, for calling me.
Thank you,
I love
Dr.
you,
Hara,
sweetheart.
I appreciate it.
Love you.
Thanks.
Sure.
Bye.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back. So I'm so excited about this topic, which I embrace from time to time. It's not the first time I'm talking on the radio about this. But I'm going to go to Lelani. Hi, Lelani. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. How are you, beautiful?
I love you, beautiful. Any news? News?
Well, I'm still looking for a roommate, still looking for work.
Okay.
I know in the five life paths, you're very, very on it. I do value my freedom. And
right.
I need to feel
very
I
much
feel
so.
Like, yeah.
You desperately look for your freedom. You're not somebody that wants to put chains, and you don't accept that. So that's one of the reasons that you might have probably a little bit of a hard time finding the right roommate, because there's a subconscious side of you that self-sabotage this, because you're afraid that having a roommate who's going probably to affect your freedom. So that is a side of you at the unconscious level that operates this way.
Hmm. And
but I'm not worried about your roommate.
I'm picky. I can't live with just anyone. No, you know, no drama. No. You're not worried?
But I'm not worried, because I see you having quite a nice roommate. I'm very confident of this. So I see you having a young student, somebody very decent, very nice, kind, introverted. I kind of like this new person.
Okay.
Coming as a roommate, because if somebody's a new person, it's gonna be a pleasure to have him as a roommate.
Okay. I just because, get anxious because
yeah.
The clock is ticking and I have to pay rent in June and.
No, that's gonna happen any moment. Just open yourself. You need to open up to that possibility. There is a side of you that's sabotaging it. So stop your self-sabotaging the situation. It's very common that we can sabotage out of an unconscious fear.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting, and that comes true in many cases in life when there is a self-sabotage behavior that is not a conscious one.
Do you think the same is true for work? That I'm...
The same is true for everything. The tendency to self-sabotage is definitely there. What did you say?
Do you think that I'm doing the same thing when I'm trying to find part-time employment?
Absolutely. You're doing the same thing, yeah. And because we talk about it, you're going to stop doing it, because something that is unconscious, it brought to consciousness, you stop doing it. That's the reason of therapy. You know, sometimes it's going wrong in your life, and then you go to therapy, and then you wake up to your own unconscious reality, and you bring it in, and you bring into the surface. It's like you delete a bad information. You throw away a bad file, and you free yourself. Then all of a sudden, the self-sabotage goes away. So I'm very confident that we talk about it, that's going to do a lot of good for you.
Okay. Because, Carmen, sometimes I really have a hard time being on Earth, like being a human. I don't really know why I said, yes, I'll go to Earth.
No, I know what you mean, because people who are number five, they live with one foot on the other dimension. They go away beyond the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension is a physical world. So that explains why a house has four corners, you know, and a room has four corners. Everything is four. Four is that physical world, the definition of the world of the physics. Everything that goes beyond the four element taps into the fifth dimension, which is another dimension beyond the so-called the other world. And number five are people who are always with one foot on the other world. they celebrate that other world. They actually see the other world, you know?
Yes, and I can feel it.
You can feel it, yes. And that's one of the things that you cannot attach. Number five are people who can never attach. They have a hard time attaching to, in a marriage. They have a hard time committing. Look at Angelina Jolie, she's a number five. She divorced and married a million times. The ability of attaching, it's almost, that's why she adopted all those kids, in the desperation of attaching to the physical world. You want to do it, but it's very hard. And then at the end, you realize, in spite of all your effort, you're still having a hard time attaching.
Well, because it's just, this world is very strange to me. The other world seems more real than the
Oh, it's
world.
True. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
And so all this game of like working and bills and leases and rent and driving and traffic and rushing and
all of this is the world of creation, the physical, the physical world. You know, that gets you trapped into this physical routine. When in fact, you know what I mean, you can, you, somebody being five, you can be out of here in a second, you know, because you don't attach and you don't think you belong. There's no belonging. And so consequently, you're less desperate to accumulate. You're less desperate to buy three houses and rent them. You know, you're less desperate to get married. You're less desperate, you know what I mean, to have a big bank account. None of this makes for you sense.
I do want to get married, though. We've spoken about that. Like,
I agree, but the desperation is not there because you're a number five. It's going to happen. Like, the danger is of getting married and separating, so don't tell me I didn't say that, and it doesn't mean you will. It means you have to be careful not to do it. So when you get married, you have to attach. And if you attach, that's going to help you in so many ways, because the attachment is also necessary.
What number are you?
I'm a number nine.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nine are people who put their hearts on a table and give it to the world. Yeah, humanitarian people that live for others. And I love that.
You mentioned we can change our destiny.
Yeah, we can. There are many things we can change, but there are things that have been defined to happen. But it's our free will to manifest them or not. And it's our free will, you know, to learn much more about ourselves. It's our free will to create a bigger version of us or create a tiny version of us. That's up to us. It's our free will to fulfill the karma and the dharma and the reason we're here. It's our free will not to do it. We think we can't do it in this lifetime. We'll leave it for later. So there's a lot of free will, no question about it. But I love you, my beautiful Lelani. So call me anytime. I'm going to go and take some
other calls
before the end of the show. I love you, Siri. I'm going to go to Jenny in California. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, dear. How are you?
How are you? Good, how are you?
Good to hear your voice. So do you resonate with my topic? Do you have like a specific question to ask me?
Well, I'm just trying to find my destiny, so.
Well, let's see when you're born. Let's see what defines you in terms of your divine codification. When are you born?
September 6th.
Mm-hmm.
68.
Okay, 1968. So you're actually a number three, the most benefic number, very creative, very loving and caring, probably way too much. You pay attention to details. You're very beautiful. You have longevity. But creativity defines you. You're supposed to stay in the same relationship. Are you in the same relationship in the last 15 years, to say?
No, actually.
Okay. So something happened there. Sorry?
I'm still looking.
Okay, well, that's not bad. That's a good decision. If you're not so in other words, number three are people who are not really advised to divorce, because if they do, they keep on doing it. So it's better to take your time and keep on looking. I have a very strong feeling that you find somebody who's either a number three or number nine. That's going to be a great match for you. And I picture somebody who's a little bit younger than you, very actually attractive, tall, brown hair, somebody who's very classy, very elegant, somebody extraordinary comes in your life. And this is going to happen relatively soon. My take on it will be really soon, like in the next 3-4 months. I won't be surprised if you find somebody during the summer. You've been waiting for a while, and the time is right now or in another year and a half from now. So you don't want to wait that long. And I have a very strong feeling that somebody coming into your life has the same, the name starts with the same initial like yours, you know, like a name like Jack or John or something like that, or Jason. I don't know the full name. I'm picturing the first initial. And he's somebody who deals with either business, finance, somebody very good in making money. But on the other hand, very caring and loyal. This is going to be really good. It sounds too good to be true. It's going to happen for you. You've been waiting for this for a while, but it's finally happening. And when that's happening, I want you to stay in that relationship. So don't give up on it, you know. Work on it, because every relationship requires work. I want you to stay in that relationship and do your necessary work so that you make it successful.
Okay. Is it someone that I know now?
Do you know anybody that correspond to any of this description or details or anything like it?
No.
Okay. Then we're looking for it, and call me back in 6 weeks, 2 months and a half, and let me know if you met this man. And this is going to really bring you – you're a person who wants stability, you know what I mean? You're somebody who need to have somebody in your life. Like I see this happening for you, and I feel the timing's right now. You're in a karmic year, so and the changes to go into the end of a life cycle, so I suspect that this is going to happen very fast, relatively soon. But you've been waiting for 5 years?
I have been in an unstable, emotionally unavailable person that's been for over a year.
Let's go back 5 years ago. I want to find out where I'm coming up with 5 years ago.
Well, 5 years ago was with that person.
5 years ago you were with that? Okay.
5 years ago that I ended a relationship, or 5 years ago that I met?
I'm going back 5 years ago with you, and I think something relevant and powerful happened to you 5 years ago. If we turn the clock back in time, that's when I see something happen that impacted your last 5 years. You understand?
Yes.
I feel like this man needs to come into your life now, because you're in a karmic year. So consequently, when you enter a karmic year is when you bring people in your life that are meant to stay. So I feel like you've been waiting for a while to bring this person in, and this has to happen now. Mm-hmm. And there's something about Texas. You live in California?
Yeah.
I don't know why Texas comes to my mind. We will see. If you don't know anything, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know Texas.
And there's also a person with an L name that comes very strong in my mind, but this has something to do with a female. If you have anybody in your friend in your life that has a name like Laura, Lisa, with an L initial.
I do have a friend named Lorna.
Okay, so look into the person with the L. She might be a catalyst for telling you something about this person. You never know, you know, people come into our life through other people. So there's something here that is very interesting and very, very powerful. Okay, my love. So let me know. Will you keep me posted?
Sure.
Please.
Yes,
thank you so much for calling me, Jenny. That's so beautiful of you. And I'm going to go to Robin. Hi, my Robin. How are you, my love? I know I have probably 1 or 2 minutes left.
Okay.
Sorry?
Tomorrow's a big day for me. I'm meeting with a lawyer. And,
okay.
I was wondering how that will progress.
It's going to go very well. You prepare, stay calm, no negative feelings, just the confidence that you know this is happening. It's important. At the meeting, you have to know what you want. You have to be very straightforward. You have to put everything in order in your mind, in your head. And you are breaking through. This is the first major step forward. Do you agree?
I think so, yes. And I have another lawyer that's listening to me. I don't have another appointment, but this one is very interested. But
I feel very good about this one. So for now, put all your energy into this one, because I feel very good. Okay, my Robin, I love you. And everybody listening, I'm Carmen Jara on Home Time Radio. I'll be back next week, same time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the most amazing station, Home Time Radio. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. God bless all of you. Thank you. I love you, Robin. I love all of you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.